This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During a meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says allies will commit to more aid for Ukraine during the summit.
We will make decisions on Ukraine, and I think what we have seen over the last days demonstrates the need to step up our support for Ukraine. We have seen new Russian missile attacks against cities, against child hospital. Many children, civilians have been killed, and it just demonstrates the brutality of Russia's war aggression against Ukraine.
Meanwhile, that sound of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in a social media video that he will appeal for more air defense systems while at the NATO summit. And the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting Tuesday to discuss Russia's missile strike on a child on Ukraine Monday. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Brashear covered that meeting and spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis Program about it.
We heard from the acting head of the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs, and she detailed some of the damage to the facility. And she pointed out very importantly that hospitals have special protections under international humanitarian law and international law, and that intentionally directing attacks against them is a war crime.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with and met with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Tuesday, seeking to deepen the relationship between the two nuclear powers at a time when NATO leaders gathered in Washington and Russia launched the deadly missile attacks in Ukraine. Modi has avoided condemning Russia while emphasizing a peaceful settlement. The